Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mississippi Success, your one stop for conversations with individuals from and in Mississippi that are making a difference. If you're looking for examples of Mississippi's best, then this is the show for you. Now here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back, everyone, to Mississippi Success. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For our radio audience tuning in at WYED 94.1 FM and WYEDonline.com, we're glad that you all can be with us. Also tuning in through online affiliates around the world, including iHeartRadio and Amazon Music, we're glad you all could join us as well. You guys know we love sharing Mississippi Success stories, and we're excited to welcome back my friend, master event planner, entrepreneur, and author Melissa Banks to our broadcast today. She is definitely someone who not only represents the state of Mississippi well, but also what it means to be a success story in itself. We're going to talk to Melissa not only about her own journey, her recent recognition in 2023, but also what it's been like for her to be an example for people outside the state as well. Melissa, hello to you, and welcome back to the broadcast.
Hello, Cyrus. Excited to be here today.
Well, look, the pleasure is definitely always mine. Again, the goal of Mississippi Success is to not only show people some of the shining stars in and around this state, but also showing how all of us can be able to make a difference no matter where we're from. So, Melissa, let's start there. What has it been like for you to be, yes, recognized as being from Mississippi, but doing things that has impacted things outside the state?
You know, it feels like even though I've been building my business for some time now, it still feels like a dream at times, you know, to be able to impact people outside of my normal little comfort zone. You know, we get real comfortable with the people we know and family, and expanding worldwide for people to recognize me and what I do outside of Mississippi. It's definitely an honor and still feels like a dream after all this time.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely well-deserved, Melissa. You do great work, and you had that great work recognized just last year at the Best of Mississippi Awards. Talk to us about that experience for you to have your work not only as an entrepreneur recognized, but also what you've gotten to be known for, Melissa, that being an event planner.
You know, to me, that is the biggest honor, Cyrus, is to have people who are your audience, people that you work so hard for, to actually notice the work. You know, so often people we know, and I know I go through this a lot, people we know, even though they're doing big things, we kind of skate over it. We don't really give it the acknowledgement. But with that, all of the years of just pouring in and working hard and being involved in some major milestones in people's lives, and to see them recognize that, because that's what that award is all about. It's the people who give you that award. It's the people who says, great job, we paid attention. So that is one of my greatest honors, is that Best of Mississippi Award.
So I think for a lot of people, Melissa, and I think when I first started this show and this platform of Mississippi Success, not only the radio show and podcast, but also the magazine, you know, a lot of people do not think the best of Mississippi. How have you combated that, the ideas that people have about the state, but also showing people what's possible no matter where you're from?
I really focus on being the best that I can be, being true to myself, and always, always showing up with my best and showing my best front. I think that's the best way to convince people that Mississippi has so many gems in Mississippi, and that if you pay attention to us and just watch how we do things, and I talk about often excellence, showing up with excellence, showing up focused on what means something to you. And that's one of the things that I admire about you, Cyrus, is you only accept and do projects that you really believe in, you can really get behind and show who you are. And I think that's the best way we can show people who we are. We're from Mississippi, and Mississippi has a lot to offer. And you just live your best life by showing people who you are with integrity. And I think that's what I tried to do through my entire career, is to just be me and speak to the things that are passionate for me. And those people will see what I have to offer. And I think that's been the success in my career.
Love that, and I appreciate the compliment, and you definitely do that well. I want to broaden the conversation out a bit, though, Melissa, because, of course, it's not just Mississippi that has this issue, people living in Mississippi, and even people outside the state. I think a lot of times we become limited. We limit ourselves based on what we see around us. As I mentioned You are a master event planner. You're an entrepreneur. You're an author. You're a motivational speaker. You may not have grown up around those things. I know I didn't grow up around those things. What made you believe that it was possible regardless of where you were from, Melissa?
You know, Cyrus, I'm a little bit older than you, so I definitely didn't grow up where people who looked like me, people from my area, were out doing big things and starting businesses and becoming entrepreneurs. That word was just weird to me. I never heard that word before. And I wasn't around people that dreamed beyond the little neighborhood that we were from here in Mississippi. That was not a conversation I ever heard. What changed it for me is my career in telecommunications. I worked for a big company around here, and we were having a layoff. And I was driving to work that day afraid and didn't know if I was part of the layoff or not. And God just spoke to me, and I don't mean I heard voices loud in my car. It was just deep in my spirit that I would be a business owner. And I just really didn't know what that meant. But a few weeks later when that layoff happened, that moment became my comfort, and it also became my belief system. To this day, I go back to that moment, even on the days that it doesn't feel great, I feel like it's not moving like I want it to move, I go back to that moment, because that moment was my defining moment and changed my thinking and my belief in myself.
And you've been able to show people what's possible. Talk to us about that feeling, Melissa. It's one thing to discover that from yourself, to know you've been given something that was God-given for you. It's another thing to be able to show other people that they can have the same thing. Talk to us about that feeling for you. What has it been like for you to remind people of what's possible for them too?
You know, that is what I'm so passionate about, is talking to a woman who is going through some really hard times and don't feel like she's worthy of being able to move forward, to be able to share with her that you are worthy, share with her that, you know what, you can go past where your limits and beliefs stop you by showing her in action. One of the things that I do, Cyrus, is the podcast. The podcast bring women on where they can reach audiences worldwide and talk about that hard stuff and how they were able to get through the hard stuff to get to the life that they dream. I believe when women hear women talk about how they push through even when it looks horrible, how they push through 17 years of domestic violence and able to talk to other women and inspire and encourage them, when they hear that coming out of a woman's mouth, it's inspiring to them, and it helps them to believe that they can too.
Such a great reminder. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Mississippi Success here at Max WYED, 94.1 FM and WYEDonline.com, as well as to our friends at iHeartRadio and Amazon Music. I'm speaking today with the Melissa Banks. We're talking with her not only about what it's been like for her to be a true Mississippi Success story, but also how her own successes have been able to inspire other people as well. If you all are not connected with Melissa, well, we'll let you guys know how to be able to find her too. Melissa, you did mention the podcast. I want to talk about that. That's another experience, I'm sure. I mean, I don't even know. It's so weird sometimes, the world we live in today, right? And I can't help but smile thinking about it, because my grandmother, who would have been 100 this year if she had lived, if I had told her I was on a podcast, she would not have had any idea what that is. She had no relationship at all with the internet. She had never been online, never went to a website. What has that been like for you to tell people about your radio show and knowing that it's literally available for the world to listen to?
That has been, I mean, that is just amazing and exciting. Even right now, we're in our third season, and I still look back and think, is this really me? I can listen to an episode, and I hear my voice, and I still have that pit in my stomach. Like, this is really me talking to people that I've never met, hearing their story, and imagine all the people that get to hear it and learn from them. And then, Cyrus, yes, as you know, last year I was able to actually talk to my mother on my show.
Yeah.
That is the highlight of everything that I've ever done. My mother is now 88 years old, and to be able to have her on my show and talk about some of her story and some of the things that she pushed through, which is, of course, very different from some of the things, well, somewhat different from the things that I go to, but we learn so much from history and what it means to push through even when family and other people don't believe in you, but you believe in yourself. and you're able to push through it. So that's just been an amazing experience for me, and it continues to be an amazing experience just hearing all the women that I used to talk to on this show.
Such a great thing. So I want to talk about overcoming fear. We have talked about that occasionally in different ways, for sure, Melissa. How have you done it? Because since we kind of, you know, this whole thing is a faith walk. I think even if people are not believers, mm-hmm. I think anyone would have to admit to have the audacity to do something that people have told you you cannot do, that they've never seen. That takes a lot of will and faith. What has kept you from giving into the fear of the what if? How will people respond to it? What if it doesn't work the way I think? What has helped you in that regard, Melissa?
Now, first of all, I just acknowledge those fears. When I'm getting ready to do something new, or when things are not looking good and I'm just trying my best to get things done, I acknowledge that this is a new thing, and this is 2024, so, you know, we're working on a lot of new stuff for us. But all of it was new at one point, right? So all of it was based on working through the fear. But what I do even now is I just acknowledge, you know, this may not work. This may not be it. But if it's not, then I'm still going to give it my all, even while I'm afraid. I think what happens to us often is we think we have to wait until we're not afraid. I think we think that that thing is the thing when it doesn't feel scary. I don't feel that way. I feel like some of the best decisions start out scary. The thing is to just keep moving, even through the fear. Don't ignore the fear or pretend the fear is not there. I think some of the most famous people will admit that they have some fear, but the key is to move even while you're feeling the fear, even when it feels uncomfortable. Even when it feels like this is not what people want from me, but this is what I feel in my heart I have to do. That's why doing what you believe in and having integrity when you do it is so important. Because if you continue to move and if it's in line with what God has in store for you, it's going to happen. Just don't focus on the fear. It's okay to have the fear because fear is normal. If everything you do is comfortable and easy for you, then you're not stretching yourself and you're not reaching your full potential and you're not reaching everything God has in store. Step out in fear and say those things to yourself. Admit it. Talk to people that inspire and encourage you. Talk to people who are where you are trying to be, and you will hear their stories and hear how they push through those fears. Have those people in your toolbox that you can call to pick you up and get you back on track when that fear starts having a conversation in your head, because, you know, I believe that everything starts in your head, and it's up to you to control what you hear, just like your TV station. You get to change it when you don't want to watch something. So when the fear takes over in your mind, you change that, and you feed something positive in there. You read a scripture that encourages you. You talk to your friend or your mentor that gets you right back on track, and you keep moving. That's the key.
Yeah, I love that, Melissa. So let's talk about the other side of that, though. It's one thing, of course, experience of fear. It's another thing not to trust yourself. And there are a lot of things that can keep us from doing that, right? There can be the idea of something had not worked before, and we trusting that, okay, it's worth trying this new thing again. Or the idea of someone telling us what we cannot do or what we do is not good enough. What helps you to get to a place where you can trust yourself and trust that you've been given something to do?
You know, that's a really good question and a very different question. But what I do, and I have to always go back to how I get through things, even when I have that doubt that this is not something that I can do, I go back to my scripture that lifts me up and picks me up, but also go back to my history, you know. Remember some times when you felt that way, that God got you through those things because you didn't quit right there. Go through that commitment you made to yourself that quitting is not an option. That means I have to work through whatever this is that I'm facing. Go through those times. Sit down. Have a moment. Sometimes you need a moment to just refocus on what you can be, what you can do. Pull it out. Write down those goals. Look back at some experiences and some excitement. I do this exercise sometimes when I'm speaking where I have the audience just really close their eyes and go to that moment where they're achieving something they never thought they would achieve. Go to that moment where they could actually see the people applauding them where they are and visualize themselves in the place where they want to be. And once you be able to visualize it, get you back focused and then get back to work, because that is always, always the key. Go through those moments, experience the moment, and then get back to work.
Yeah, such a great thing, such a great reminder, I think, for our audience out there. So the other thing I mentioned at the beginning of this conversation with you here on Mississippi Success, Melissa, is that, yes, you are from Mississippi. Yes, you live in Mississippi, but you've been able to expand outside. Talk to us about that for your business and the challenges that can come from that, because I think a lot of times, you know, I'm a firm believer in being strong online and offline. It's just part of my own personal premise, and I try to show in my own efforts the importance of doing that, having a strong online presence, but also not forgetting the people. I literally walk around this world around, right? How have you found that balance of creating a platform that everyone can benefit from, Melissa, but not forgetting that personal connection that comes on the ground offline?
You know, for me, this was relatively new, right? When the pandemic hit, I had not really experienced the online side. I mean, I had a social media presence and that sort of thing, but incorporating it into my business and what I did was not in my thought process, honestly. But when the pandemic hit, the key was my business was 95% in person. So I had to learn how to reach people outside of the in-person environment, but also create magical moments and engagement and get to know people, even though they may have been on the other side of the world. That has been so amazing to me. And so in my world of creativity, allowed us to come up with so many different things that make people feel like they're part of your life, because people want to feel like they're part of your life, even if it's virtual, even if it's in person, or the combination of the two, we can all come together. And once I could see that, another thing is being willing to learn when you need to learn something new, because that was the place I was. I had to learn how to make all of that happen, even if it was virtual, which has become part of our world now, part of our business, part of everything that we structure. We think virtual as well as in person. And imagine the people who we get to connect with, we get to know what they do, they get to know what we do and hear our stories and create events and fabulous conversations, empowerment conferences. We have people from all over the world that can join in. So that's the amazing part of being willing to learn something new and make changes when necessary. And that's what we had to do, because both sides are just as important and amazing for us. As no side is more important than the other. But it's great to get in the room with your people that you know, that you see every day, but to be able to bring the other people in to experience that environment as well is absolutely amazing.
Love that. Well, one way you've been able to do that, especially bringing the Mississippi flavor to your work and to the world, is through something you brought to social media, and that is your venue spotlights. Were you able to spotlight different venues in Mississippi? First of all, what was that like for you to show people a taste of Mississippi when it comes to venues? And then what about the idea? How did that idea come about?
Well, you know, that was exciting to me. And some of the responses I got, like, where is this? This is in Mississippi, because there's such gems that even people in Mississippi often don't know. That actually came about because I went to a venue opening. It was a brand new venue opening right here in Mississippi, and it's just amazing. I had such an amazing time that I decided to just spotlight this new venue. And what it opened was, so many people don't know about these great gems here and how you can create some magical experiences right in your front door. You don't have to go across the world to rent an amazing venue. You can do that right here in Mississippi. So then it became just exciting to go to the venues and talk to the venue owners or the venue managers and learn the history behind the different venues that we spotlighted. So that was amazing experience and so exciting. And then some of the feedback was, can you tell us where this venue is and how we can find it? Because so many people didn't know about them. So that was absolutely exciting for me.
Love that. So that leads us to this then, Melissa. What's next? What do you have coming up, not only, of course, for Mississippi, but also for your audience that you're building online? What are you looking forward to this year?
Oh, wow. You know, we're just kicking off 2024, and one of the things that we do and that we're We're going to be in our third year for the Imagine the Possibilities virtual conference. That is a prime example, Cyrus, of bringing people from around the world together where they can listen to women being powered by them, and they have a moment to experience it together. So we're really excited about that. That's coming this year in 2024. We're working on some amazing new things that will bring our audiences together and create new experiences. So we're really excited about the coming year.
All right, so a lot for us to look forward to. Again, everyone, master event planner, entrepreneur, media personality, author, and my friend Melissa Banks has been our guest on this episode of Mississippi Success. Talk with us about what she's been able to build both in the Mississippi, in the state of Mississippi, but also touching around the world as well, and things, of course, for you all to be able to think about when it comes to thinking about your own success, no matter where you may live. Melissa, always a great conversation with you. How can our audience stay connected?
Wow, this was an amazing conversation. Mississippi Success is such an honor to be a part of it, so thank you for having me. As always, you can connect with us at themelissabanks.com, and you can just go through the list. You can find us on our Facebook link, our website, DMD Event Planning and Design. You want to learn more about event planning. We're also our new product, the Luxury Branding Experience. If you're an entrepreneur and you want your brand to be recognizable, there's a link right there that you can connect with us, and we can talk to you about that service. And, of course, my baby, the Dream by Design podcast. You can listen to some amazing interviews that we've done over the past three seasons from women from all over the world sharing their experiences and their stories. So it's all right there at themelissabanks.com.
Love it. Melissa, congratulations to you again. So glad to have you back on Mississippi Success, and looking forward to our next conversation together.
Thank you so much.
More than welcome, and we thank your audience for tuning in to this episode of Mississippi Success, where we celebrate Mississippi's best. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying thank you so much for being with us. We'll talk to you all soon. Take care.